you too.
It's so rare to see a barber stay as relevant as 360 Jeezy has on the YouTube platform. And it's safe to say he cemented himself as a legend in the barber industry. And in this video, I'm going to break down three vital aspects that has allowed 360 Jeezy to grow exponentially over the years, as well as highlight three other areas he needs to fix in order to reach that next level. Number one, consistency. Now, YouTube is a beast of a platform that can be used as a long-term asset. Many barbers who get in the YouTube game end up falling off, falling behind, or overall just give up because it's such a flooded marketplace to break through. And look, YouTube is a platform that rewards consistent improvement. I mean, fuck, look at my channel. My shit's like dog ass right now. And it's simply because I haven't done shit to improve the damn thing. And again, for people who like stop and start similar to myself, regaining that momentum can be an honest fucking death trap and a fucking pain in the ass, to be quite honest with you, once you stop posting for a while. Now, as easy as it sounds, all you need to do is keep up with posting and keep outputting content. The ability of staying ahead of the content curve and always coming up with new ideas is so much more challenging than it actually fucking sounds. And that's where 360 Jeezy honestly thrives at. Over the years, he's been one of the most consistent barbers posting content on here, which has allowed him to still stay relevant in 2022 when most YouTube barbers just either burn out or give up after a while. Because YouTube just comes down to two things. Have consistent ideas, come up with new, fresh ideas. Crazy, I know. Yet where most people fail at is they just end up copying everybody else. They expect like what was working 3 years ago to copy that, and all of a sudden that's gonna work on today's platform. Jeezy has expanded his content over the years to keep it not only fresh and inviting, not only for old viewers to come back and watch more, but also attract those vital new viewers to give it fresh new blood on the channel. And just a little bit of foreshadowing, we're gonna dive into this strategy a little bit later in the video too. Number two, he's been hyper-focused on one product and being known just for that one thing. Again, most barbers have the dumb idea of like coming into the industry and trying to master literally every single haircut. Yet a lot of people forget that business does not reward those who are good at everything, but specialize in just one simple thing and are the best at that. And even though I've only done two of these fucking videos, you're gonna start seeing a trend that's common throughout every single barber who's dominated. And when you think of 360 Jeezy, you literally think of one thing, fucking wave cuts. And sure, yeah, he does other cuts, okay? I'm not saying he only restricts himself to wave cut clients, but his main bread and butter is ability is being able to cut waivers. Hello, that's a fucking mouthful. Jesus, fuck. But his main focus is his ability to cut waivers who come in wolfing for like 8 to 12 months, have incredibly difficult growth patterns on their crowns. Again, is this guy the master of shears and like section god like the boys from Menspire? Fuck no. You look at some of those cuts and you're like, eh, you know, it gets by. But he ain't no Josh LaMonica. And again, same to Doc Dami, he should not be that way whatsoever. Because if I had anyone that I knew who needed their waves to be cut immaculately, is that a word? Immaculately? I would just point them in the direction of 360 Jeezy. And that is legit what every single barber should strive for. Be known for a specific cut and solving a specific problem. Not just your run-of-the-mill average at everything barber. But at one point, Jeezy was honestly putting out daily YouTube content while doubling down on what worked prior while still testing new content ideas every single day. And this goes with anything. You always want to find out what works before you go all the way in with that one thing. Once you find something that works and you start going all the way in with that one thing, your job is now not to just stay consistent and run that thing to the ground, because honestly, that's going to leave you to plateau eventually. Instead, you need two things: more volume on what works, more courage on testing new ideas. Because nothing great ever comes from rinsing and repeating the old same shit day after day until it runs dry. Because quite honest, you'll never evolve your business. You'll be one of those like back in the day motherfuckers. Remember that guy back in the day? Now, what Jeezy has done really, really well on his platform, he's doubled down on what he saw as a spike on his page and just fucking dumping the fuck out of it every single day for a very short period of time. And he's doing that because he knows that's what will grow the page and is what's hot right now. So you might as well fucking take advantage of it. What he also started doing was testing new ideas, getting new lifeblood into the channel so that once that thing ran its course, once it ran dry, he already had a new idea to just fucking dump all hell on. And you can look at some of the best on the platform from YouTube like Mr. Beast or Ryan Trahan, and they will always talk about doubling down on coming up with new ideas as their main focus, because they're in the YouTube game for longevity. And sure, what you got going is going to work right now, but it's not going to work 6 months, 12 months from now, because there are so many creators that are just going to take that idea, run with it until the audience honestly doesn't want to fucking see it anymore. Now, Jeezy started with tutorials. Of course, he broke through with some reaction videos to even doing some self-wave cut tutorials. The main backbone of his consistent growth has been just dumping and going all in with what's working, consistently coming up with new ideas. So that way, the thing that's working right now stops working. He already has a replacement ready to go. Now, 360 Jeezy is not one of our private clients that I work with inside of the Elevated Mentorship Program, where we specifically focus on helping barbers generate and grow their business up to 20K per month. But if I did, here are three things I would have him focus on in order to scale to the next level in his business. First, hire two YouTube editors and one YouTube manager. The main idea of this is to help him with new ideas and content output. Because as great as Jeezy has been throughout his entire YouTube career, yeah, his numbers on his page kind of took a dip. And look, that's not saying shit, because my thing's been ass recently, okay? And look, for someone like 360 Jeezy, this is pretty typical when somebody just has too much on their plate and doesn't have enough time to put into growing, developing a channel. However, Jeezy is such a phenomenal and special content creator that I think if he just hired the right team, that could really re-spark that next edge for him. Now, I was kind of like wrestling with this point because I honestly don't think Jeezy does editing still. But if he was, again, I'd have him hire two YouTube editors because Jeezy's main focus should be output, 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 at least for the first 90 days back. And this means about 2 to 4 videos a week, maybe 5 to 10 shorts per day. And really all you need is one of those editors on the YouTube videos and another one on the shorts. I would also have him focus on maybe hiring a manager as well too to help him with ideas and content output. The manager would have a role of helping Jeezy with come up new ideas, collaborations, because it's always good to have somebody to bounce ideas off of and help you build this empire. And to be honest, Jeezy's YouTube at this point in time for sure drives enough revenue back through AdSense to be able to pay these people. This alone should help 360 not only with his time, but also with staying consistent and being on top of his output every single fucking day. Number two, get to $200 a haircut. Now, as simple as it sounds, you also need cash flow coming from the haircutting business. After we free up some of 360's time from the YouTube channel and start gaining momentum, that next thing to do is hit like an income goal from barbering. Now, he might not be full-time cutting hair, but hypothetically, let's just say he is for the sake of the video. And that's a problem. And if he is still cutting hair, it's an even bigger problem if he's charging anything less than $150 a cut for how long he's been in the industry and how big of a profile and platform he has at this stage in game. Because anything less would be such a fucking waste of his time, in my greater opinion. And I get it. Even if he does cuts for content, the boy still needs to get paid. I don't give a fuck what anybody sells. He still needs to get his money. Again, the main focus would be getting Jeezy up to $200 a cut, maybe in the next 8 to 12 months. And again, too, the main focus here is to really win back his time and generating more income cash flow to be able to pour into other things as well, too. Because now we should have the YouTube channel up and running even more. Now we get the barber business optimized, putting more money back into our pocket. Content output and content ideas are now thriving. And hopefully at that point in time, Jeezy has his videos back up to maybe, let's say, 500K plus per video. And now we're really setting ourselves up for a real good scale process, because again, too, now we have time going back, and now it's time to fucking push the goddamn thing hard. And that's where we come with number three, to look to develop a product. Now, I'm not gonna fucking lie, one thing has always irked me about Jeezy is he has yet to ever come up with a product. Or so I thought. Because after doing some research on his Instagram page and through his website, I actually found that he actually sells a hairbrush. Now, this is great, fine and dandy that he finally has this thing, but it's a problem that I didn't even fucking know he had a goddamn product to begin with. And again, with the presence of Jeezy's, as big of a platform as he fucking has, that damn brush should be shoved in my face every goddamn opportunity he gets.
What do you mean by that?
So it's simple. You're gonna take all the time he just won back from the YouTube channel and now the barbering business, and take all that cash flow that's coming in from the AdSense and the barber business, and look to completely revamp that product line, as well as shove it in everybody's fucking face all the goddamn time so everybody fucking knows you got a product, dude. Now, for me, this means more product development, making sure that he has a product market fit that really hums, and then ensuring to mass market it and push that product every fucking platform he physically can. Hell, I would even create bundles and packages for these things too. And again, Jeezy could run Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook ads, but honestly, his natural reach is so fucking big that even just flooding the marketplace on content on all of those platforms would probably get him such a fucking high ROI. And again, it then just becomes a game of making sure you find the right product that fits with the right market in order to really, really scale that damn thing up. And of course, making sure the marketing is not eating up all of your profits.